continuing with the halachas of Masses HaShekel. So the Ramah brings this minhag of giving Masses HaShekel, this man, the mikdash, there's a machlokes who this applied to. The psukim we're talking about giving in the midbar, giving the Masses HaShekel, is referring to men from the age of 20 and up. So it's only men, it's only from the age of 20 and up. The key of a Masses HaShekel, which is extended now into the Zman HaMikdash, was that the same? Or was that they moved it back to any male over the age of Bar Mitzvah? To give for women and for children, there's not a chiyuv. But the minhag is to give for women and children also. And then Mishra, he talks about this idea that if a person would have to take the gift for his wife and his children as well, if he did so, it becomes a neder incumbent upon him, and he cannot be mat to the neder. It becomes a chiyuv that he must continue for the rest of his life. So the minhag is to give for women and children is also, it refers to our Masses HaShekel as well. One last point about Masses HaShekel. Can you use Meister money for the purpose of Masses HaShekel? So, interestingly enough, the issue is that any mumminous chiyuv that a person has, something which is incumbent upon the person to do, the person cannot use Meister, which is not to pay for it. Meister is, as it were, Hashem's money, which he's entrusting you to use. But your responsibilities are your responsibilities. Meister is for Hashem's responsibilities. So, can you use Meister for this purpose? So the Eli Rabbah says no. The Eli Rabbah says that a person cannot use Meister money for the purpose of Masses HaShekel. What's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this Eli Rabbah. He does not bring down the Eli Rabbah at all on this point. He does talk about using Meister money for Matanos Evyonim and for Mishloach Manos, etc. He does not discuss it in regards to the issue of using it for Masses HaShekel, which would indicate that the Mishnah Berurah holds you may use Meister money for this, since it's only a minig. It's not a chiyav gomer. It's only a minig. So therefore, when the minig was niskabel, it was niskabel with intent that you could use meiser money for that purpose as well. So halacha lemaaseh, a person could use meiser money for the purpose of to pay for Masses HaShekel. We mentioned yesterday, if a person would give more than he's mechuyev to give, that everybody would agree you can use meiser money. But we pointed out there's no inyan of giving extra, again, except for the fact that you're giving stokah, which is not part of Masses HaShekel at all. Have a good. Have a